Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into the third hour. We're going to look at weather manipulation and what's really going on with the chemtrail program with a filmmaker coming up. We'll continue with your calls. Talking to Joseph Farah of WorldNet Daily. You were talking about what made you make up your mind. Was it in the 2000 election, 04? Go ahead.
Inclined to never voting for the lesser of two evils. And there's a distinction between voting for the lesser of two evils and, you know, listen, there's never going to be the perfect candidate out there. There's no such thing. You know, we're all, even Alex Jones wouldn't be the perfect candidate. We'd find something wrong with Alex Jones. We'd find something wrong with Farah. I might not even be able to vote for myself. But in 2000, I met Bush, and he was at a very small group. He was asked this question. If a piece of legislation winds up on your desk as president and it's clearly unconstitutional, what will you do? Softball question. His answer was, how will I know if it's unconstitutional? And I was stunned, and I said, I can't vote for a guy, this guy, with that position.
No, he threw a lawyer flip-flop thing in there.
Constitutionality, you know, believing in the Constitution is critical to deserve our support.
So because he was bad, you were basically out of it.
I was out of it. And, you know, but, you know, in 2004, I listened to the Swift Boat guys, and they got my heart. And, for that reason, I jumped back in and supported Bush, despite all the terrible things he'd done over the previous 4 years. The principle is there. But as we talked about the last time I was on your show, Alex, I think sometimes you have to vote defensively. And this is probably one of those rare occasions where I think it's so important for us to defeat the incumbent who is, you know, marching us into a police state as rapidly as any president we've ever seen in our lifetime, that's for sure.
Well, listen, I agree overall with what you're saying. My only issue is he's carrying out the agenda of the globalist, and we need to start getting people to vote locally at the state level at 50, 60% turnout.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, not 8% turnout.
Well, you know, Washington's not supposed to determine, what we do as a nation, as individuals. I mean, they're supposed to be responsive to us, and the way to get them responsive to us is to do exactly what you're saying. The beautiful thing about America is we're not supposed to have a, you know, monolithic federal government that controls our local police departments.
That's right. No one can deny we don't have a giant, all-powerful state growing, and that liberties aren't being burned, and that freedoms aren't being destroyed, and that censorship isn't happening. We're going in the wrong direction, and we, all of us, need to speak up and talk about it and understand a giant army of snot-nosed collectivists who are dumber than a box of rocks are coming. Public schools are assigning mentors to all the kids, GPS trackers. They're ending the family. We are in a giant collectivist, globalist, planned-opolis petri dish, and we have got to revolt against this every day in little ways. Did that answer your question, Jerry, in Illinois?
Yes, it sure did, to a point. I mean, I'm getting sick of voting for Mickey Mouse as a write-it, you know, because Mickey Mouse might have some...
We all are, you know.
Now, listen, we all are, Jerry, and I appreciate your call. Jerry, I think you should run for local office. Jerry, you should go speak out. I mean, what we're saying is it isn't all just about the presidential election. I'll be honest. I think it becomes a diversion in the final equation. I think we're in deep trouble no matter who gets elected until we wake up out of this coma. What do you say in final comment on that, Joseph?
That's exactly what the advice I wrote back in a book in 2003, Taking America Back. Americans pay far too much attention to presidential elections and presidential politics, and they're not taking back their own community. There's amazing power in your community.
Exactly. And look, Joseph and I are covering the election because most people are looking at it, and you want us to. Joseph, thank you so much for the time.
You bet.
There he goes. He's in Tampa. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com. The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
TV, we have the National Weather Service on screen with the big Hurricane Isaac that'll be making landfall, it looks like, the next 4 or 5 hours, with the main eye making landfall. Well, we'll give you an update on that coming up in the next segment. But it's funny, last week we had filmmaker Michael Murphy. Oh, can you guys give me a copy of his film? Thank you. He made What in the World Are They Spraying? A few years ago. We have that available at InfoWarsShop.com, discounted. But now he's made Why in the World Are They Spraying? Which is really just as important a question. Well, the two go together. We know what they're spraying. I want to briefly recap that. We know why they're spraying, and I want to break that down today because this film has the admissions. There's giant secret programs. The program's existence is admitted, but the details are classified. And we sit here as a society and think that we're back in the 1900s or something. Oh, you can't control the weather. You know, Joseph Farrell was on earlier, and I was making the point of Obama with the joystick trying to steer it into Tampa. All I know is the Stanford Research Institute and the Department of Energy as well as the Pentagon, the Department of Defense, in 1967, this is declassified 5 years ago, 6 years ago, that they could create hurricanes, kill hurricanes, strengthen hurricanes, weaken hurricanes, and steer hurricanes with old-fashioned aircraft technology. Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons, who was, what, a captain back in World War II. What an amazing individual. He's still alive, last time I checked. He owns one of the, he's a meteorologist for one of the, part owner, one of the biggest weather modification companies in the U.S., you know, where ski resorts and people pay them to make sure they've got snow. You can pay the Russians to do that, the Chinese as well. But the point is that they declassified it. I got him to town. I did the interview. It's posted, hours of it, at prisonplanet.tv. It's extremely powerful information with Ben Livingston. And in that, in World War II, at the end of it, he was flying propeller aircraft into, not hurricanes, that's on our hemisphere, but into typhoons. Typhoons are the same as hurricanes. They're just spin the opposite direction because of the way the Earth rotates. And they can go up to, what, 50 miles an hour faster? And the point is he's the guy that would fly over with squadrons and flood the Ho Chi Minh Trail with 10 feet of water. He could take not even a small cloud and just turn it into a giant storm. Now they've got these antenna arrays on the ground beaming up. And countries like Dubai admit they have this and are turning the desert green. But here, like we're children, they go, fluoride isn't bad for you, kiddies. Oh, GMO's not bad for you. There's no world government. And all of this is going on. So both films are absolutely essential, and purchasing them at InfoWars Shop or InfoWarsStore.com funds our operation. But both these films are so important. And you've got G. Edward Griffin and many others in the first one, What in the World Are They Spraying? Now the new one that just came out last week, Why in the World Are They Spraying? And they also understand how important this is. So they put it out free on YouTube day one. Just trying to have a future for their families and children. But I suggest you get the high-quality DVD with the expanded extras as well, because that's what this is all about, is educating and informing people. And, again, I know we've got loaded phones from people earlier. We need to go through them and make sure that our guests are now, our guest callers, are the most talk shows we just hang up on you when a new guest comes on. I like to be nice, but then I tend to keeping you on a hold, which is kind of mean. So I'm nice and I'm bad, and I apologize. We should go through and just get people that have weather modification questions or people that have been involved, open the phone lines to meteorologists. Because in these films, they've got a lot of meteorologists as well saying things are going on that aren't normal. So the globalists want to play God because they're in a race with other governments for whoever can get the greatest super weapons. And most of the stuff that the free market created has been shelved. And that's another reason government is so incredibly arrogant right now. But you look at this hurricane, we would be weird to not say it could be government created as some type of disaster for the election. And maybe Obama's waiting to have a good response to it. That's not outside the realm of possibility. You know, my gut doesn't tell me that this is a manufactured hurricane. Katrina actually acted like that, the way even meteorologists said it sat there for a couple days and did nothing and then spun over. Very bizarre. But the point is, this stuff exists, so we've got to look at that. And joining us is filmmaker. He is the director and producer of the new film, Why in the World Are They Spraying? He's the founder and editor and CEO of Joseph Farah. Michael J. Merver is a filmmaker, political activist, and president of the Coalition Against Geoengineering. His work focuses on issues that go beyond the interest of the corporate mainstream media and includes originating and co-producing the groundbreaking documentary What in the World Are They Spraying, several other short films that address chemtrails, geoengineering, and other controversial political issues. Michael has been also appeared in hundreds of radio interviews, and he joins us right now. Okay, so you join us via Skype with better audio this time. Good to have you back. Recap what in the world they're spraying, and then let's look at why they're doing it. Just give it to us up front. Of course, all the interviews and proof are in the film, and what this signifies, what, from your research, the master plan is.
Well, there are a lot of master plans. In What in the World Are They Spraying, we really took an investigative look in exactly what specifically was being sprayed. And what we found was the primary ingredients of geoengineering programs, aluminum, barium, strontium, other heavy metals being found in rain tests from around the world. Very high quantities. In just a couple of years, we've seen quantities go as high as 50,000%. And we really illustrated in that form both the health implications, which are just unquantifiable, and then the ecological implications of these programs. And aluminum oxide is what the primary ingredient is. Geoengineers state that that's an effective metal to spray into the sky because they state it's very effective and very light. Way to stay up in the sky very long, but it's very harmful to humans. Since really the increase of these programs, we've seen aluminum-related illnesses such as ulcers in the Riverside County. We've seen over 260% increase of just Alzheimer's. We now have documented cases of people in their 40s with dementia. In both Alzheimer's, barium is very, very toxic to human health. When we inhale this, it gets into our system, and it lowers our immune system. So we can expect to see an increase of illnesses, cancers, other related problems. And then I've spoken to a number of physicians, some emergency room physicians, and during heavy spray days, the day. The trails go back and forth, and they completely turn our sky into this milky color. The emergency rooms are packed, and people complain of irritability, headache, nausea, burning eyes. But they, being that barium increases our blood pressure, they stated they expect to see an increase of heart attacks and strokes during these. But the ecological implications, Alex, are just unquantifiable because, again, aluminum oxide and the other primary ingredients and geoengineering programs destroy our soils. And the scientists in Northern California noticed that the forests were collapsing, organic foods were not growing, so they started to investigate a little bit. And initially, they did pH changes of the soil, and they found that the pH changes in that area, which is typically an area that has acidic soil, change between 10 to 12 times the normal amount of alkalinity. Anybody with basic science realizes that when a pH soil, the pH of a soil changes that much, you can expect any dye that required soil to grow, exactly what was happening. So they began to investigate further and, again, started taking rain tests. And, again, the primary ingredients of geoengineering programs, aluminum, barium, and strontium, which will change the pH of soil and actually essentially sterilize our soils, are being found everywhere. So, again, these metals match a number of geoengineering patents, which have literally been designed to spray these metals out of airplanes. They match what geoengineers deny that they're spraying, state that they
You're Skype's breaking up. Maybe on the third interview, that'll be the charm. But we're going to try to keep going through this with you right now. You may want to shut down any programs that are running in the background here with the filmmaker. This couldn't be a more important subject. It couldn't be a more important area to understand because, I was making a chemtrail film before you guys made yours. That's why I'm glad you made yours because I was so busy I never got around to it. But expanding on this, there's hundreds of patents, and there's all these different agencies doing it, and they admit it's going on. They just are classifying the specifics, and they're trying to dominate the weather while manipulating our soils at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. And weather control is a very effective tool to consolidate an enormous amount of both monetary and political power into the hands of a few. And if we go with geoengineers are stating they want to do this, for, as they state, it's to mitigate global warming. So dispersing aerosols into our sky will block the sun. And, we looked into that, and yes, dispersing aerosols into our sky will reflect the sunlight. So regionally, temporarily, it will create cooling. But we have found a number of studies, university studies, a couple of studies by NASA. Not that I'm a big NASA fan or believe everything that NASA puts out, but these studies indicate putting aerosols will, again, temporarily regionally cooling, but those aerosols act as a blanket at night and trap heat. And Alex, in the past 10 to 15 years, when these programs have really ramped up, we've seen a great increase in nighttime highs. So the question really that we've been asked is, why is this going on? A lot of people, we connected a lot of dots in the first film. So we got emails, hundreds of them, every day. And the answer isn't so simple. Our agenda can be fulfilled by putting aerosols into our sky, but weather control seems to be the number one agenda. We met with the first interview was actually with former 20-year weatherman Scott Stevens, and he explained to us how the aerosols work in conjunction with the storms. But what really led us in that direction...
Stay there. I want to hear about that when we get back. Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
Have you heard? Now there's a male enhancement formula clinically tested to work on demand, and you're invited to try it risk-free. TestoCharge is guaranteed to give you the edge you need when you need it. All-natural TestoCharge has ingredients shown to increase libido and boost performance. TestoCharge is safe and it works. With TestoCharge, you'll experience an increase in romantic desire, so you'll be ready when the time comes. And with TestoCharge, you'll get an extra boost in performance, giving you both a night you'll never forget. See why TestoCharge is being called the natural alternative every man should know about. Get your risk-free trial, but hurry. This offer is only for a limited time. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415. TestoCharge is the natural male enhancement product you've been waiting for. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It couldn't be a bigger subject. We know they put chemicals in our water, GMO designed to sterilize us in our food. That's in all the major studies. Well, they're also manipulating the weather, and Aaron's actually got it in a big file. We did a special report on it. What was it, 1992? A scientist won a Nobel Prize for spraying aluminum dioxide in the atmosphere to manipulate things. NASA says the Earth's between 22 and 31% darker, especially over the industrialized world, with the trails, but they say, oh, the ice crystals are doing it. Okay, well, when I was a child, you watch the trail go by, you watch it dissipate in 30 seconds to a minute. Now I watch them sit there for hours and create a haze. And people say, well, it's special spray planes doing it. Well, we know government and corporations have those. And we know that's going on. There have been government programs with helicopters spraying, you know, white blood cells on cities. I mean, there's been all sorts of crazy stuff admitted. Releasing stuff in the New York subway. That's in the New York Times. You know, radiating foster kids, shooting people up with syphilis. And we know secret testing is the byword of this scientific elite, this mad scientist cabal that runs the New World Order. And it's slowly ending the natural order and creating this Plantopolis nightmare eugenics-based system. But how are they having regular jets? Because I'll see jets at the same level, even in hot weather, leaving condensation trails, but then I'll see one at the same level not. And then I find the patents where they add it to the jet fuel, so the companies don't even know. And the patent is where the aluminum dioxide in the kerosene, the jet fuel, is aerosolized by the jet engine to where perfect compartmentalization. I mean, most cities that put fluoride in the water, they really believe it's good for your teeth. They don't know it's an admitted chemical weapon. So from your research, how many different companies and groups are knowingly involved in this versus compartmentalized?
Well, we haven't gotten too much into who, and that's going to be the basis for my next film. But, Alex, there are a number of companies that benefit and that are most likely involved. Of course, Monsanto is involved. And if you control the weather, you can literally consolidate an enormous amount of monetary and political power into the hands of a few, and we'll get into that. And it's precisely what the film was about. What we were saying before the break, what we noticed about 500, 2,000 miles ahead of a storm, that's the days where you see the intense trailing, planes going back and forth, and the sky turns into a very milky color. So we went to interview 20-year weatherman Scott Stevens, and he explained to us some of the science behind some of this, and it's very simple science to control the weather. If you look at the main ingredient in geoengineering programs and what we're finding in rain tests around the world now, it's aluminum. Aluminum is a very effective conductor in our sky. So what they are able to do when they put up this heavy canopy of aerosol aluminum through the use of HARP technology or other technology, they literally have the ability to heat up our ionosphere or other parts of our atmosphere. And when that heats up, it actually creates a lift. And in that lifting of the atmosphere, it creates a low pressure vacuum. And they have the ability to literally steer storms into certain regions, or in the case of this summer here in the United States, out of certain regions. And if you look back at some of the science, and geoengineers are very open about the way that their aerosols react with water molecules. And I went to an aerosol research conference, spoke with many professors. They all told me the same thing, that geoengineering could be used to control our weather. So when they put those aerosols into our sky, normal evaporation that should occur does not, and we'll explain that in a second. But these particles act as what's called cloud condensation nuclei. So when the water evaporates, naturally it should connect with other water molecules, eventually condensing and falling as rain. They are not doing that. They connect with this with these fine metal particulates, and they drift. And that's one of the main reasons why here in California we're having drought conditions, because the water that should be falling here drifts over the continental divide, but it eventually has to fall, and that's the reason we're getting the intense flooding in the Midwest. Now, a real important part of this drought that we're seeing, there's no question that this summer we have an engineered drought. And many people thought they quit spraying because you look over California, over the land, we have had very few visible trails. But we looked at satellites off of the Pacific, and from the equator all the way up to Alaska, heavy trailing, not any sun getting through to the water. So this is creating the drought in this capacity.
That's right. The last 16, 17 years since this really started in earnest, they've just been beta testing. Now they're getting it tweaked down And as the State Department memorandum says, they'll use food as a weapon. They'll use weather as a weapon. Owning the Weather 2025, Pentagon document. If they'll pay $22 billion to ship General Motors out of the country, they'll pay billions to shut our farms down.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, third edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Turn off a guitar that beautiful, isn't it? Best part's coming up here in a minute. I can't help it. In all the ugliness in this world, there's still the human mind that produces stuff like this. Crank it up. Man, that's ecstasy right there. Am I wrong, guys, or is that awesome? Pure awesomeness, or as the TSA would say, even more awesome. We're going to be going back to our guest and your calls, I promise, here in just a moment. I briefly wanted to remind everybody, we are listener supported. So when you buy books, videos, T-shirts, ball caps, We got my favorite camouflage ones back in. It supports the broadcast. I am hiring 6 new reporters. 4 of them are now here. The other 2 are coming soon. I'm hiring more video people, more camera people, more equipment. I just leased another space so we can have more studios. I'm all in here because we are reaching a lot of people. Doesn't mean I do the best job in the world, but you know what? I'm the most effective just because I took action. And I want to thank all of you for your support. And I tend to plug the InfoWars Health products where you can get the longevity stuff discounted when I'm taking them, because here I am right now drinking a Polymers Plus and my essential fatty acids that they have the best proprietary blend of, the fish oil with the key plant oils to help optimize your cholesterol, and something Longevity doesn't have. They have a great seaweed, but I like the Mitophilon that we sell from New Zealand. That's available at InfoWarsShop.com or go to InfoWarsHealth.com for the others. But it is your purchases at InfoWarsHealth.com that makes the transmission possible to a great extent. And also, don't forget, you can sign up for free auto ship there. If you pay $10 extra, you can also become a distributor and get discounts on the prices you see there at InfoWarsHealth.com. We also have InfoWarsTeam.com. Okay, you got cut off by that break. That was a short segment. Continuing with the filmmaker, the director and producer of Why in the World Are They Spraying? You were getting into this drought being engineered. And Al Gore has said, pay him money for carbon, and magically Gaia will make it be wet again, and the Mississippi won't run dry. Give us your research, your evidence, the scientists you talked to in the film for this summer's drought being engineered.
Yeah, well, again, these particulates act as cloud condensation nuclei. So this summer, again, we are seeing the entire Pacific from the equator all the way up to Alaska sprayed. And to get moisture, we depend on sunshine hitting that Pacific and clouds condensing. So with this artificial coverage, we are not getting much evaporation, but the clouds that do evaporate now are attaching to the metal particulate that's being sprayed, and instead of that rain falling, it drifts. Alex, I did spend about 3 weeks this summer after Barry Kulski and I finished producing the film, of course, the crops are just being devastated there. Everything was extremely dry. What I did notice, though, when rain was in the forecast, we would see these big, beautiful cumulus thunderheads developing, and then boom, we'd see the plane spraying back and forth, literally putting an aerosol canopy over the storms, and within about 45 minutes to an hour.
Oh, no. I've watched it in Texas where it's not planes landing at the airport. They fly in and in front of the front and kill it.
They kill the storm, it falls apart, and that moisture drifts. So without question. But, you know, the first time I heard about this, and once we started investigating, I said, why in the world would anybody want to control the weather? And we began finding monetary, like G. Edward Griffin said in the first film.
Oh, there's the Chicago Mercantile, the same one that has the carbon tax. They've now got a controlling the weather and predicting it fund.
That's right. So people now are betting on the weather. And what we found, Mike Agnew, who is a trader at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, used the example as this. Through the use of weather derivatives, which many corporations actually use to offset the risk due to adverse weather. So they can essentially bet on adverse weather conditions. So if you have a crop, let's say worth $5 million in the Midwest, but you insure it through the use of these derivatives for $10 million, you have in a financial advantage if the crop fails. So what we're seeing, and what I found out, every commodity is driven by the ability to predict weather. And I'm not saying every trader who's trading these derivatives is in on this, but the people who are in cahoots, the multinational corporations who were aware of the drought agenda this summer, literally are making billions of dollars off of this drought that we have. And then we found out it goes much deeper to financial. Now we see that natural systems are being destroyed. Of course, we have the Hegelian dialectic problem reaction solution, which I hope we'll get into in this interview. But without question, there is a financial agenda behind these damaging programs, and some people are making billions of dollars at the expense of literally, Alex, every living thing on the planet. So this is really, really serious. Some of the consequences of geoengineering: ozone depletion. We now have a huge ozone hole over the northern hemisphere. Drought conditions. We now have most of the world, if you look at the global drought monitor, most of the world is in drought, offset rain patterns. And geoengineers are very open about this. They say if we start these programs, this is what we'll see. And what was most concerning to me was the statement that one of the people at the geoengineering conference made. He stated these programs, if they start them, which they obviously have, could disrupt the food supply of over 2 billion people.
And we have the globalists saying they want to cut the food off in the memorandums, like 200, State Department, to make us starve. Basically, there's a documentary that was voiced by William Shatner called Trinity, and it shows world nuclear testing, and the U.S. did more than anybody combined, more than the Russians, the French, the you name it combined, the British combined. And, yeah, Trinity and Beyond. Thank you for correcting me, CJ. And in it, it shows over 100 tests firing high-powered hydrogen missiles, hydrogen bombs, into the upper atmosphere, and it shows old news clips, and they go, "We're trying to blow a hole in the atmosphere to see if the atmosphere will off-gas into space." And I'm going, they tried to destroy our atmosphere. And it shows one night they detonate 20-plus high-power hydrogen bombs, and they don't do mushroom clouds in the atmosphere. There's these big, giant white balls. And next, we're going to try to blow up the Van Allen radiation belt. So they fire missiles into that. It's like, it's mad scientists. Mad scientists are in control. And they're jacking with everything. And by the way, you say, you know, they say if they did this, it would happen. Bill Gates was just dumping stuff over New Mexico last month. They've got all sorts of testing. This has been admittedly going on. It's not like this isn't admitted because you keep adding the proviso of, yeah, they said this at this conference. I mean, they've got tens of thousands of admitted tests they've done. Go ahead.
And right now they're selling this to the public. So they're using the fear of global warming, stating, you know, again, there are some very serious consequences. It's going to destroy the ozone layer. All of these consequences, which, by the way, now are happening. But they say we are going to have to do this for the greater good of humanity, because if we don't do it, everyone's going to die. Alex, this is about money and power. And what we're finding, we interviewed Barb Peterson of Farm Wars, and she alerted us to some things that are happening to the farms across the U.S., even in Maui. We're seeing ecosystems collapse. In natural organic foods are dying. This is not speculation.
Sure, that's what I wanted to raise to you. All in the last two films, you talked to countless scientists. They test the soil, but even mainline studies say all this stuff's going up. People call me everywhere, but, I mean, I talk to old-timers. There aren't as many birds. There aren't as many bugs. On the West Coast, the trees are dying. What's going on?
Well, this is an attack on life itself. And the reason, and what I found out living in Hawaii, where I go after I'm in L.A., we live on an organic farm. We're dependent on natural sun, natural seeds, and rain, you know, natural systems. This is literally what every prophecy has been talking about, this big oppressive system. And I'll tell you what they do. Through death and destruction of these programs, they create what's called abiotic stress. Abiotic stress is everything that geoengineering creates. It's heavy metal contamination in our soil. It's drought. It's too much moisture. And it's fungal overgrowth, which is very deadly to crops. Geoengineering programs proliferate fungal overgrowth. So, again, they create this abiotic stress, which, by the way, the EPA states that by the year 2030, we will see 50% more crop loss due to abiotic stress. And there is a company, Alex, and I'm sure you have heard of them, that has patented a genetically modified seed to address this abiotic stress. And that company is Monsanto. So through the death and destruction of natural systems, they come in with the solution to this program. And historically, farmers, after they planted a crop at the end of the season, they would get their seeds, use some of those seeds for the next season. Many of these seeds are what are called terminator seeds, and they will not regenerate. So that makes the farmer dependent year after year after year. going to this company. Of course, we've seen sterilization studies that indicate a lot of other health implications with genetically modified seeds. And again, they sterilize our soil. So the farmers that we interviewed for Why in the World Are They Spraying, one had seen a 60% decline in their ability to grow natural organic foods in the past 10 years since they've seen an increase of the aerosol trails from chemtrail programs. The other had seen a 70% decline in their ability to get yield. So again, this
I've talked to farmers and people that I know that do truck farming for their whole lives, and they say they keep thinking it's a bad year, but it goes on for decades where the weather is just never the way it's been, and it's all screwed up. And the media is like, well, yeah, you're not paying money to the government for carbon dioxide. You know, carbon dioxide's not natural; it's evil. But I mean, and then you learn we're in a carbon dioxide starved environment compared to when it's been. It's almost like the leaders are space aliens who are terraforming the planet to their atmosphere like they live or something. I mean, I'm not saying I really believe that, but that's almost becoming plausible for how destructive and psychopathic the people running things are. And then again, they admit, I mean, they had a 1978 UN treaty that we signed on to not do weather manipulation. But then they tell the public, oh, it doesn't exist. I mean, it's just crazy. We're living in a matrix.
Well, that treaty was the ENMOD treaty. And Dr. Nick Begich, who is in Why in the World Are They Spraying, explained an exemption. Countries can use this. The exemption was this. Countries can use this technology over their own soil. Scott Stevens, even Nick, spoke to us about controlling the weather. You can literally control weather thousands of miles away by putting aerosols into one area of the earth, actually manipulating the jet stream and having the affected outcome of what you desire, again, thousands of miles away. So when you manipulate weather, it doesn't get to the border of the U.S. and say, oh, you know, I can't go any further because there's an ENMOD treaty. So that appears to be the loophole in this. About the genetic modification, this is, again, genetically modifying every natural system, including forests. We now have a company called Arbogen, which is genetically modifying forests. What this is, Alex, when I go back to Hawaii, we grow our food naturally. We are not dependent on the corporation because we're dependent on nature. This is an attack on nature. And through the death and destruction of natural systems, these corporations literally usurp the authority of nature or the authority of God and bring it under corporate authority so that it can be controlled by these corporations, which are controlled by these entities. And that's what this is. Again, every major religion has spoken about this, and we are the ones that have been called to address this. Alex, I'll tell you why. We still have natural systems, but they are dying very quickly. We are still getting
No. It's a monopoly. They're going to make it where the earth can't naturally live and we can't naturally produce. That's their plan. Then we have to go get a genetically engineered baby or crops to live. It is a total monopoly takeover by the eugenicist, and it's all there. The reason we never made our film, going back 4 or 5 years ago, was we just year after year compiled rooms of documents and proof to where we couldn't even present it all. It's so nightmare. Go ahead.
Sorry for cutting you off. It's almost like we're living in a sci-fi movie. Alex, these elitists, I like to call them many different things, which we shouldn't say on air, they want to be the source of life. So through death and destruction, they are disaster capitalists. And again, they have this godlike power. And that's why we're seeing these really ridiculous things. So, you know, we this issue goes so deep. Barry and I could have made a film that was literally 20 hours long in addressing many different components. We decided to go with weather control, A, because it appears to be the number one agenda, but it also outlines the basic principles of these programs, which again is to destroy natural systems so that these corporations...
It's unbelievable, but if everybody... See, things that are so big and so horrible tend to just keep going on because no one can believe it's happening, but if everybody saw your film, if everybody out there got an issue going in their local area, enough people within the system are going to be able to turn this around. We've got to force this out into a public debate. 5 years ago, you'd talk about this and get laughed at. Now the White House science czar comes out and admits they're looking at doing it and always pushing it like it's a good thing PR-wise because they know we're waking up to them. Let's go to phone calls for our guest. Let's go ahead and talk to Lisa in California, who's listening on 1320 AM KOMY. Go ahead, Lisa, you're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to call attention to what is a wet subatomic electrical metal mist. Like attracts like. We have all these metal particulates, and of course we have poison in our bodies too. And then if you see the Earth in outer space, it is encased in a, I feel Agenda 21 also wants to encapsulate us in a grid of electricity that goes on a subatomic level throughout our bodies all the time, increased maybe by a cell phone, whatever.
No, no, no. The globalists admit they're doing electromagnetic. In fact, Dr. Begich always points out there's 10 times literally more patents on electromagnetic manipulation than for chemical manipulation. That is going on. DARPA admits it. The details remain classified.
Yeah, I'm actually the daughter of a dead NSA consultant analyst who was the head to the governor of California when I was born.
Interesting.
Gone.
No, we're here, ma'am. Do you have a quick question so we can come back and answer it after the break?
The beginning of time. I never heard anything from you that I have a problem with other than personal opinions. You're meat and potatoes and everything, and I'm just way out there, but, you know, it's hell staying alive, and I wish somebody could comp me some beauty and some health, you know, but it's like...
Well, ma'am, God bless you. We appreciate your call. We're going to come back and jam some more calls in with our guest. Do a little bit of overdrive so we can get to Rob first up, then Gary and Bill and Karen and others. Everybody wants to talk about weather and chemtrails straight ahead.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Only 1 week left to take advantage of the amazing summer clearance on TGen. You order TGen Testosterone Booster today, you get 3 bottles of Nitro Boost absolutely free, essentially clearing out the warehouse. TGen gets your testosterone up, and nitric oxide, well, that gets everything pointing in the right direction. It's a no-brainer to take advantage of this amazing offer today. We are talking a whole nother level of performance. Boosting nitric oxide is how the popular pharmaceuticals work to increase performance. This is the last week where you can try TGen and receive 3 bottles of Nitro Boost absolutely free. That's right, free. But the countdown on this outrageous offer has begun, so call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Even better, this crazy offer is backed by a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Call right now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Man thinks, 'cause he rules it up, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change him,
folks, it's sounds over the top to say there's all this weather modification going on, but so much of it is publicly admitted and declassified. Just like I've been telling you forever, sodium fluoride's killing you deader than a hammer, and now they just admit it in mainstream news, but no one stops them. And it is an incredibly wicked program and plan. We're talking to the maker of the new film that we carry at InfoWarsShop.com, discounted, the Free Citizen Rulebook, if you get it there. He is the director and producer, Michael J. Murphy. Why in the world are they spraying? He also made What in the World Are They Spraying? And we're going back to your phone calls right now. Rob in North Carolina, what is your take on all this?
Well, I got two things. If I could ask you a question after we're done with the weather question,
sure.
Alex. I actually live in North Carolina. We're about 3,500 feet up in the air. We're in the mountains. And I've got a 12-kilowatt solar system at the house. And we actually, when I first heard about chemtrails, like, that's kind of crazy sounding, but I see them up above, and it kind of creates like a quilt pattern. And actually, when that happens, the generation off the panels is about 25% less. So it actually affects our power.
No, NASA is, and again, not that we just trust NASA, other governments and groups. A decade ago, the Earth was 20-something percent darker. Now it's 30% darker. Guys, type in Earth now 30% darker just into the search engine and show people. No, the Earth is darker right about the percentage you said. I mean, this is so big. Look, when I was a kid, I lived in Dallas. I lived in Dallas until I was about 6 years old, and the trails disappeared. I lived outside Dallas with the airport. Planes didn't leave trails except in the winter. They were ice crystals. They dissipated in minutes. They don't dissipate, many of them. Yeah, there's the London Guardian. Earth is 20% darker, says expert, but I've got numbers of over 30%. Comments on that, Mr. Murphy?
Absolutely documented. Global dimming as well will be a good search to use for that. Very well documented. Even NOAA has done a report about a year and a half ago that showed a significant increase in stratospheric aerosols.
And they admitted, they said condensation trails are doing it.
Well, they say for the trails, correct. And Dane Wiggins.
But they didn't say it was a chemtrail. They say, oh, the normal ice crystals are doing it. Really? Why did an ice crystal change from when I was 20 till now?
And they failed to document in that study, A, the source of the aerosols. They are talking about the trails dimming. But for the specific aerosols that we're talking about in another study, they did not source where the aerosols were coming from. Or the content of that. We know what the content is from rain tests. They're the primary ingredient in geoengineering programs. But Dane Wigington, who is a solar expert, came into this issue about 6 years ago when he began to notice. He has the largest solar-powered home in Northern California. He started getting 60 to 70% declines in the solar power. And he said, what is going on? He went outside.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to have to hold you over. Stay there. I want to finish with a caller. Folks, I don't just get up here and say something, no matter how crazy it sounds, just to say it to have fun. I say it because it's backed up. The solar companies, as he mentioned, are coming out and saying something's going on. This is so big. It's like in the Matrix cartoon. They made a Matrix cartoon. And in the last episode, the government blacks out the sky to kill the robots that operate off solar. So the robots just grab humans and use them as the heat source. Now, I'm not saying that's real. I'm saying they're throwing all this in our faces, and it's so big. The Earth is over 30% darker now. And they admit in the government studies that trails are doing it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so big. Caller, real fast, what was your other question?
I wanted to ask you or talk to you about, and this was before we had a dedicated specialist.
Hold on, we got to just get the question in. Hold on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered
word, longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.